But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin. We got Mike Bassick and we got Alec Bedford. And hey, Carter Freeman made it in here today too. So if you're seeing us on the Twitch and YouTube, it's because our buddy is making sure that we are available to you. It is now time to power rank the playoff power rankings. And Kevin, we have some... It feels kind of like the same group of quarterbacks that we're going to be talking about here, minus one, plus one. You know, like it's Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson. Those three are a trio that you're like, they're constantly there. Jared Goff has now made his way into that conversation too. And it's really fun because we get to watch talented quarterbacks getting on the field and winning these big time games. So I'm very excited about this one.
Now, here's the question, because these are going to be radically different.
Okay.
Do you want to go with, because we're just going to focus on the playoff.
By the way, can I just throw this out real quick?
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, and I know certain people that I've worked with before don't like this. The reality is, fair or unfair, this is where your legacy is made or destroyed. I don't care how much you like Tony Romo as a person, how much you liked Tony Romo against the New York Giants or Washington or whatever. It doesn't matter in the history or legacy of who you are as a quarterback. Yeah. Probably unfair. This is where it all matters.
I love
You're
Lamar Jackson.
You're either a winner or a loser based off of now.
Exactly. I love Lamar Jackson. They still don't get it done again this season. People will just continue to be like, is he really that good? Do you want CBS's quarterback power rankings, or do you want
Alec choose
Kevin Hagelin's playoff quarterback power rankings?
Ooh, I kind of want Kevin Hagelin's.
That could have been a mistake. let's
judging by Corey's response, I think it was.
I always tell Alec to lie just in case. I'm always like, just lie, dude.
Let's start with a test question.
A bad influence.
We'll see if you pick the right path or not. Who is the worst playoff starting quarterback? So you got the Chiefs and the Lions who get the bye. Then you've got the Texans, Chargers, Ravens, Steelers, Bills, Broncos, Rams, Vikings, Bucks, Commanders, and Eagles, Packers.
It's not fair. It's not. This isn't fair to say this, but I'm going to have to go with Bo Nix.
I agree.
Just because he's the lowest rookie.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels also exists here. I have other quarterbacks I want to put there.
I have great news for you guys. I think you picked the right service to go with here, and that's me.
Yeah, look at us.
Because both me and CBS said Russell Wilson is the worst. However,
I
was going to say him next.
They had Bo Nix 12th. I have Bo Nix 13th. Okay. So you guys are more in line with my line of thinking. All right, so I've got Russell Wilson last, Bo Nix next to last. Where do you go from there, or do you want to go back up to the top?
No, I would say Russell Wilson.
Okay, Russell Wilson's last.
Right, I know. Yeah. I'm saying if you're asking me, where would I go after Bo Nix being last, I would go
Russell Wilson.
I was deciding between him and Russell Wilson was my decision. If we want to go up top, is that what you're saying now?
Like, I'm going to leave it up to you.
I'm working my way from bottom up here.
Okay, right, so let's stick with the worst. So you've got two on the board, Russell Wilson and Bo Nix.
This is tough because...
You know what stinks is I only watch Sammy D when he has bad games. I don't know why that is. I don't know why when I turn. I know they're 14-3 and all of these things, but I'm going to pick the LA Rams to win that game.
Okay.
Now, I don't think they're going to win it handily or convincingly, but I think Minnesota is going to struggle tremendously to move that ball.
You know what, Mike? I'm going to go with you because there's a handful of quarterbacks that are all the same to me.
Will you tell me who's in that handful?
Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
And at the moment, Stroud.
Baker did lose to the Cowboys late in the year.
You saw it.
Yeah. I think you guys might be mad at my pick. I know CBS is mad at my pick.
Jaden Daniels?
Number 12, I put Matthew Stafford.
And Super Bowl champion Matthew Stafford.
That's right.
Future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Probably.
Highland Park product.
I was going to say a state champion, but I have no clue.
Local kid you're hating on, huh?
See, CBS has him at 5, which I think is absurd. I'm putting him at 12 and then Sam Darnold at 11.
Okay.
So I'm going Russell Wilson.
That's not a great quarterback matchup.
Right now.
Right now. This second. I'm not judging your career or anything like that. So yeah, so I'm going Matthew Stafford, 12.
Still think Stafford's better than Darnold.
Okay.
And so if I was to do it, I would swap those two.
Fair. Okay. So now we're up to number 10.
Okay. Now we're getting to the big. I'll put Baker Mayfield in there.
Okay.
He did lose to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
He did lose to the Cowboys.
Oh, crap, though.
That's where I was like, they're not a playoff
team. Sure about that, Corey?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm going to stick with it.
Okay. Alec, I hope you back me up, because if not, Corey is going to stab me in the eye with a pen. I have Baker Mayfield all the way up at number 6. They are playing well. He is playing well. If you separate the perception of these players from what they're doing, I think Baker Mayfield is number 6 on this list, which that's the one pick.
Do you like the 41-16? I just pulled up stats.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think that's the one that will infuriate people the most.
That's touchdowns, interceptions.
And plus their general scoring after the bye. After the bye, I think they've done a good job of just generally.
I'm surprised with 41 touchdowns and 16 interceptions that he has a QBR of 61.8, which was this year 13th in the NFL.
Sometimes it is confusing. Sometimes I feel like I completely understand QBR. And then there's other times that I look at somebody, I'm like, okay, maybe not.
Stafford has a QBR of 64.9. He's in 12th. So they're very close in QBR. 20 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 3,762 yards for Stafford. And Baker Mayfield, who we just said, 41-16, has 4,500 yards.
And his completion percentage is above 70%.
Yeah, so everything looks better stat-wise. But yet his QBR is 3 points lower than Matthew Stafford.
And you just look down the stretch.
I get there's a lot that goes into that formula.
Since they had their bye, 30, 26, 28, 40, 24. That was the loss to the Cowboys. 48 and 27. So, like, they've been putting points on the board. All right. Baker Mayfield's out. I put him at 6. Who do you go next?
Herbert.
I'm confused on who's left, to be honest.
You got Herbert, Stroud.
That's okay. I'll catch you up.
Herbert, Stroud, Love, Daniels, Hurts, Goff.
I'll put Stroud as like a lower tier.
Okay. So I got Russell Wilson, 14. Then Bo Nix. Then Sam Darnold. Or excuse me. Then Matthew Stafford. Then Sam Darnold. At 10, I put Jaden Daniels.
Oh, wow. I have him high.
Then CJ Stroud at 9. Justin Herbert at 8. Jordan Love at 7 and Baker Mayfield at 6.
25th in QBR, Aaron Rodgers. 24th in QBR, CJ Stroud.
It's been a down year for him.
We were very high on him, and that offensive line.
He's sandwiched between Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers.
Offensive line was miserable
for him. That's fair. But it's still been a down year. He's somebody who I think really has to prove a lot this weekend as well. Offensive line problems or not. So your top 5 comes down to this.
I have Herbert, Stroud, Love, Daniels.
Okay.
I have Daniels that high right now.
I could see that.
This is not my list, Kevin.
Sure, sure. So my top 5, and I'll let you guys pick it apart however you want, is I'm just going to tell you who's in the 5. Jackson, Goff, Mahomes, Allen, and Hurts.
Okay.
Those are the people who are in the top 5. Yep.
I just wrote down my top 5.
Okay, how does your top 5 go?
Mahomes 1, and I know I'm going to be the only one with Mahomes 1.
Nope.
Okay.
I have Patrick Mahomes 1 as well. You know why, Mike? Because it's playoff time. And I've thought about your scenario a million times. If my team is winning and there's anywhere near a minute or more to go on the clock, and you give the Chiefs the ball with Patrick Mahomes, I think we're going to lose.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm right there with you. That's why I went. And this is not regular season Patty Pat. This is playoff Patty Pat.
Josh Allen?
I'll argue regular season Patrick Mahomes in the second half, way better than people seem to think.
Josh Allen, number 2. Lamar Jackson, 3. Jared Goff, 4. Jalen Hurts, 5.
All right, flip them. I got Lamar above Allen, and then I got Goff and Hurts.
Okay,
that.
Then you guys will love the top of my list. Patrick Mahomes, 1. Josh Allen, 2. Lamar, 3. Goff 4, Jalen Hurts 5.
We've been peeing together, and now we have the same top 5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mike, don't bring that up.
Now, I want to ask a different question. I think it all comes down to the same two people, but maybe I'm off about this. All right, so I went through my power ranking quarterback playoff rankings. Which quarterback has the most pressure on them?
I lean towards Lamar.
But there's another big candidate there, right?
Josh Allen.
Exactly.
Another big candidate there.
And they are they running into this? Are they running into all the players who played against Michael Jordan in the 90s?
Yeah.
And guess what? Stupid people who didn't watch basketball back then because they weren't old enough think that everybody stunk in basketball except one player in the NBA. But when that one player just keeps dominating for about a decade, it makes it look like everybody else isn't good at their sport. And I would say to people, do you think there's only one great quarterback in the NFL and all the others are horrible in the NFL? And if you're alive right now in your 20s or 30s, you would say, no, Josh Allen is great. Lamar Jackson, he's obviously a controversial quarterback, but you might look at other quarterbacks and go, I really like this quarterback and that quarterback and this, and they're good. But when you're in the AFC, you kind of get screwed over by one guy because he keeps making it to the Super Bowl.
Each one of these four of the top five, Kevin, each have different versions of pressure on them.
Okay, tell me more.
In that Hurts is, you know, the Philadelphia pressure is what it is. And nobody really even believes in him anyway. Most people believe that he's not a great quarterback or even a good quarterback. It's a well-built team that's gotten him where he's gone.
I'm with you on pressure there, especially in Philadelphia. But I wonder how much pressure would be if they wouldn't have won the luck Super Bowl. Because I just think that they were lucky with backup quarterback. And they did it. They won it. It counts. But that Philadelphia has won in kind of right now. Everybody who's a Philadelphia fan can say, I saw my team win the Super Bowl. Helps the pressure go down. Not a lot, but just a little.
Like I said, different kind of pressure 100%. For him. Because Goff has pressure too. And you might go, hold on, how? He's been to a Super Bowl and lost. He, you know, like Hurts. He has been traded and kind of thrown to the side like he isn't any good. All of his pressure, I believe, is like self-inflicted pressure. And on top of that, if he gets to a certain point and they don't get there, or do people go, he's the one thing? No, it's actually the defense was the problem, or maybe it was Jared Goff. And then with Allen and Lamar, you know, theirs is consistent. It's Mahomes is in the way.
So this is why I wanted to throw out one more thing. Hear me out on this.
And then I have Baker and Darnold as the next two.
Okay.
Because they definitely are in this a weird situation.
This is going to sound weird. And this might be another one where it's the person puts pressure on themselves. I think that there is an immense amount of pressure on Patrick Mahomes. And here's why.
He thrives on
Nobody's going to be like, oh, maybe he's not that good. Nobody's going to say that.
I think I understand where you're going here.
But if you're looking for a bullet point on your GOAT resume, and the bullet point is, I was the quarterback who was the first ever to win three Super Bowls, that's a pretty damn impressive bullet point. And so nobody's going to change their opinion of Mahomes if they don't win the Super Bowl. But if they do win the Super Bowl, he'll have four Super Bowls. Who will pass Joe Montana for second most playoff wins, and he'll be the first quarterback ever to win three straight Super Bowls. Those are some pretty damn strong bullet points.
I'm with you on this. If he wins this year, and I get that their record was 15-1 with a fake game at the end, is if he does it again this year and wins three in a row, he does enter the Jordan status of no matter who you liked more, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, nobody had a better 6-year stretch in the history of football than this dude. And he just won. He went to five Super Bowls and won four of them. And the one he lost was against Tom Brady, the dude he's kind of competing against. And he had three offensive linemen hurt and was running for his life every second the ball was snapped. And you just start going, this is it. Like he entered the Jordan status. If he wins this year, to me, and everybody has different opinions, he enters the Jordan status where I'm like, there's nobody greater than him.
Who was before Jordan?
Like the greatest ever?
That
probably, I feel like Wilt or Kareem.
And that's two different stories.
You had Magic and Bird that were up there.
Yeah, okay. So
Dr. J probably wasn't in that category, but he...
So there wasn't really a Jordan until Jordan. Yeah, because it just didn't really... Everybody was like, oh, yeah, these guys are great, but Jordan changed everything.
And that's the way I feel about Gretzky, too. People are like, or Hull, or even Gordie Howe, I guess, was probably in that spot.
I heard he signs autographs upside down. That is a very fun story I will get out of Kevin at some point.
I do have an upside down autograph Wayne Gretzky card. That is a fact.
Kevin, that was awesome stuff, man.
Enjoy.
I feel like you've done this before. I'm pretty proud of you, man. It's not just a snow day that Kevin shows up like this. And everybody out there that's listening, how do you think Kevin's voice is holding up? Because I think it's doing pretty all right right now. Coming up next
here on the that's a good one.
Coming up next on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus you are not a nobody. Next on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. It is one of my favorite times of the day, and that is AM on the FM right here.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. I hope you are staying warm. We'll try to warm you up here. Maybe you can take a load off with us here until 2 p.m. because you're probably home, right?
This could be the first load we're taking off in 2025.
Phrasing.
KNC Masterpiece.
Phrasing.
Yeah.
This is where we relax. Take a deep breath. Off. Let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And let's relax.
877-881-1053. You can let us know where and how you are taking a load off.
Turn your head and cough if you need to. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
If you're getting an athletic physical, let us know. 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. We got the question of the day. I'm excited about this one. It's not from the National Day calendar. It's from my brain. We'll get to that here in just a second. Plus, my favorite piece of audio that might have ever come from the show, Hard Knocks. We're going to get to that here in just a second. Really cool moment. But the question of the day is going to be inspired by something I saw on Twitter last night when it only had a few thousand interactions. Then I woke up and looked at the tweet again this morning, and it now has 6 million views. And this tweet is from at the M Series 1 on Twitter X. And he said, just unprovoked, Marvel should cast Michael Irvin as Black Panther. And people, the reason this blew up is because people started taking clips of him from ESPN going on his rants and stuff. And they're like, you know, Black Panther whenever he's fighting Killmonger. Like, it's all these Michael Irvin memes of him going crazy and giving his rants and being Michael Irvin. But they're like, just imagine this energy in a Marvel movie. So
and his body's built like he's got the right build for it. And he's still in fantastic shape.
And he's got the aura for it, man. He really does. He has the energy. So it got me thinking, if you could cast any athlete to be the next big Marvel hero, who would it be? 877-881-1053. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well.
This is where Colby Sapp is, you know, always a great confidant for something like this because of his knowledge of that. Remember whenever we had Cody Rhodes in studio?
Yeah.
And we asked him that. And
was I here for that?
No, you weren't. We were at night. And we asked him, and Colby said Plastic Man. He said, you would be Plastic Man. And I was like, I have no clue who Plastic Man is. But
part of Fantastic Four, right?
Cody Rhodes actually was like, I like that. That actually fits me. So that's a really good one.
He's talking about a different person.
All right. Okay. I'm trying to figure out who... Because Myles Garrett comes to mind first. Have you ever seen Myles Garrett's biceps? They're insane, dude. It's like somebody just threw a softball on his arm and was like, yeah, that looks right. He's the first person I think of just the way he's built, his height. You know, he looks like a Colossus type guy.
See, I'm...
But that's not a big box office character.
I was thinking of LeBron as Iron Man. Now, hear me out. He's got the money... You put him in a suit, he'll look fantastic. He's not afraid.
But won't he be so much bigger than everybody?
That is true. We have to make a bigger Iron Man suit. But I do also like that he's not afraid to engage with the media. And sometimes I think he has ridiculous business opinions. And that's okay. I just think he would enjoy that back and forth with the media as well. So I'm going to give me LeBron as Iron Man.
Man, this is... And Iron Man is like a standalone comic character, too. Like, that would be one that you would stand
out. And I know
out.
He can be in the Avengers, but he can stand alone for sure.
Mike, are you...
Brock Lesnar as the Hulk.
Can I ask a...
Oh, that's a good one.
Silly question is... So, when they said Black Panther, they're looking for a new Black Panther?
I guess so.
He passed away.
No, I know. Okay, I know. Gotcha. That's what I'm saying. But they never found a replacement.
Didn't they kind of roll out the sister?
Yeah, Shuri is the new Black Panther. Yeah. This was just purely a fun tweet.
Was she the one, though, that decided to give her life to Christ and then quit?
Oh, man. I don't know the answer to your question, Mike.
I believe so.
Really?
I believe there's somebody who is part of the Black Panther movement that she had a big-time role, and she just said, God led her to just say, I'm giving up acting.
I'm not disputing.
This is actually ringing a bell now that Mike says that.
I'm not disputing that at all. I just don't remember this.
And so that's why I was like, maybe they are looking for another new Black Panther.
I would throw, are we doing just football, or do you say all sports? Because I would
any sport.
Like a Dolus in the Fantastic Four. As the rock guy. What's his name?
Oh, thanks.
Is that the Thing?
The Thing, yeah. I think Adolis, like his body type, the way he looks, short kind of legs, huge arms. I think he would be a fun character for
that. And he is amazingly built.
Honestly, I was thinking Miles Garrett, Corey, just because, like you said, he is built like a superhero already. I think, I had to think about this one, but if you know the character MODOK, this is going to make sense. I would cast Peyton Manning as him. Because he's basically just a giant floating head.
Yes. He's the big floating head in the Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would make a lot of sense. Get Peyton Manning in that helmet. And
what about De'Aaron Fox as the Fox guy?
The Fox guy.
You know, on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh
the Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a raccoon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh crap.
Would you call Patrick Mahomes Galactus? He's the eater of worlds, and he just absorbs.
Yeah,
he just takes over.
Tree Rollins, you're out the there, tree guy.
You're like I guess it is
Groot.
Yeah.
Who's the purple dude?
Thanos.
Yeah, he kind of is Thanos because he's inevitable. But Galactus is even more powerful than that. Sorry, I'm nerding out right now.
No, I was thinking that might be Patrick Mahomes if he wins again. I was like, he's inevitable. He's, and he'll have six rings sooner rather than later.
Oh, yeah. It's a matter of time. I would want to make Wemby some sort of character, too.
Ooh.
Just because he's already giant.
The Fantastic Four guy, right?
He's Mr. Fantastic because it already looks like he got stretched out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What would Luca be? What would Luca be?
But think about it. But Wemby couldn't be Batman because he'd be like, I effing know who Batman is. Look how freaking giant that dude is.
The cape looks like
these
a bib
on him.
These all
have to be Marvel characters? Was that
Batman's a DC.
Right.
Yeah, Batman. Okay. So Superman's involved here. Wonder Woman, if you want to throw somebody in there. I don't know. Maybe you have Caitlin Clark as Wonder Woman. I don't know.
I think Luca would be great as the Joker. Because the Joker is very deceptive and could be like, oh, you got me. And then pow. And I think Luca... I think that's the first time I've really like stretched my voice.
Wow.
And I think Luca's good at like, oh my God, my foot might be broken. Okay, never mind. We're on offense. I'm good to go.
Well, from the 903, James Harrison as the Hulk. Yeah.
Oh, I can see it.
He's still out there playing volleyball with medicine balls. So, yeah.
What?
He is a gigantic.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that video, it's amazing. Him and a buddy are just throwing a medicine ball around as a volleyball over a net.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm trying to figure out like where Derrick Henry is a running back specimen. Jim Brown is the only comparison for him. But what is he like a Captain America type? You know, what body type do I
Winter Soldier.
In? Winter Soldier.
I can see that.
Yeah, his arm.
Yeah, he's jacked. From the 817 DK Metcalf.
Okay.
Because he's a specimen.
He was built too.
I mean, in baseball, you'd look at Aaron Judge.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know what character he would play.
Or Giancarlo Stanton, the way he's built as well. Trying to figure out where they would fit. Aaron Judge is a tall guy, maybe a Thor kind of character, swinging around his hammer and all that.
Hmm. I don't know if this will still work.
Who's the Gambit?
Tom Brady as the older Batman, because everybody says he's smarter than everyone out there on the field. He also has lots of money. Now he might be the older Batman who eventually like brings in Batman Beyond. Or leans more on Robin or Nightwing or whatever.
This is great. Somebody nailed it. They got the best one. I think this is the perfect combination. Josh Allen is Cyclops. Cyclops is kind of he's always got that one thing in the way, and it's Wolverine. And he's built like him and
is
everything.
Patrick Mahomes is Wolverine?
Good leader. Kind of, yeah. Somebody did say Gronk is the Groot.
He would be Drax. He would totally be Drax.
Big, dumb, and funny.
Yes.
Steph Curry as the arrow guy.
Hawkeye?
Hawkeye, thank you.
I like that.
Hit those shots from very, very far away.
And then Caitlin Clark could be like Black Widow.
Okay. Yeah. She's talented. I can see that. Yeah, she's got that going on for her.
There's a lot of good ones coming in. Oh, the Joker, obviously, we missed this one from the 2-1-4. Jokic.
Yeah.
It's already there for us.
It just seems like he would not care to interact with people.
Did you see the second Joker movie, the one recently?
I did.
I have too. I don't want to give it away. I'm confused.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
I haven't watched it.
Let me just tell you this.
It's interesting, but I'm confused at the end.
I think I liked it more than most people because everybody, just hear me out. Because everyone told me it's a musical and it's horrible going into it. So I was already armed with that information. It's a musical and it's horrible.
You're going to hate it.
So when people broke out singing, I wasn't like, no, this is unacceptable. I'm not saying it's good. It's clearly far inferior to the first one. Yeah. But I didn't hate it as much as other people just because I'd heard... You know, like you've talked in the past, Corey, about how you didn't love Napoleon Dynamite, maybe because too many people hyped it up. I didn't hate the second Joker because so many people had been talking crap about it. I was like, this is gonna be the worst movie I've ever seen. I was like, it's fine, I guess.
I've seen a couple that I really like, Kevin. They have Luka as Star-Lord.
Mm, I like that.
Okay.
You know, the trickery kind of goes into that also.
Yeah.
They have Xavier Worthy as The Flash.
Easy.
That makes a lot of sense for me.
Derrick Henry is Luke Cage. I'm sorry. Somebody just texted
that. Bulletproof.
That is a great one.
That is fantastic. And then I would throw Malik Nabers in as my Spider-Man option.
Ooh.
When I look at the Miles Morales build and the way that Malik Nabers is kind of built, he's not, you know, overpoweringly big, but he's just everywhere. And you turn around, you're like, how the heck did he show up here? That's just what he'd do.
I think this might be the best one, though, from the 817. Aaron Rodgers as Homelander from The Boys. Yeah.
He definitely feels like he thinks a lot of people are expendable in the bigger picture of things.
So keep those coming in, 877-881-1053. The next athlete that you would make the big Marvel hero or villain in the next like trilogy or what have you, because of that tweet, someone saying Michael Irvin has to be the next Black Panther. And just go, I'll retweet the tweet itself. Go to the quote tweets and just see the memes people are replying with and saying like, awesome. Here's what Black Panther would do in this situation. And like, there was the clip of him just laying on the NFL Network desk for no reason. They're like him at his funeral. Like, it's just like dumb stuff like that. It's so good because Michael Irvin is such a meme. But
214, they said Josh Allen, which should be Hawkeye since he's engaged to the new Hawkeye.
Oh yeah.
Hawkeye now?
She's in that Disney TV show where she was the young, she kind of.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now we missed that one.
Altuve is Baby Groot.
I have not watched. I see that.
That's funny.
I like that. Or Rocket Raccoon. He's tiny too. This is from Hard Knocks. I have not kept up with it whatsoever. I've just been watching the clips because it does not involve any teams that I really care about. Nor do I have Max. But this is a cool moment in the Ravens and Browns game. After the game between rookie offensive lineman for the Ravens, Roger Rosengarten, and Myles Garrett. Had to boost this a little bit so I can paraphrase if we have to, but take a listen.
No, I'm a nobody, but if I get that jersey out there, hey, you in the league, y'all winning games, y'all looking great, you're never nobody. I got you. You got me? Yeah.
So he walked up, he said, I know I'm a nobody, but I'd like to get that jersey after the game. And Miles like put his arm around him. He said, you're in the league. Your team is playing good. You're going to the playoffs. You're not a nobody.
Yeah.
I got you. And they ended up swapping jerseys after the game. Just two competitors, a rookie offensive lineman that probably didn't think he was even going to be really playing this year. He gets to line up against one of the best defensive players in the league. And, you know, real humble moment there saying, I'm a nobody. But, you know, usually you swap the jerseys with the other big name on the team. He's like, you're not a nobody. I got you after the game. They ended up swapping the jerseys. It was a really cool moment. So, you're not a nobody, especially if you're playing in the NFL. Definitely somebody. You made it somewhere. You did something right.
Fun stuff right there from Alec Medford, AM on the FM on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it is time for some gridiron gravy. Which open NFL coaching spot do you want the most? We do it on The Fan.
Rams bring an extra body. Williams protected. Williams to the back of the end zone for DJ Moore and a touchdown.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, Mike Bacsik, Alec Medford. Hey, I'm just going to keep running down the list. Carter Freeman, Ruben Portillo, Gavin Spittle. We're all in the building today having some fun with you. I think I saw boss man Tim Collins run around here earlier too. But it's now time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go!
Gridiron, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit RhinoShieldTX.com. So we've put this off for a couple of days. And I get why. We've had lots of content this week, but I wanted to talk about it. So the coaching vacancies as of now are the Bears, the Jags, the Raiders, Patriots, Jets, and Saints. Is there a team that you identify as maybe the best spot or the worst spot? Like, for you, I get it. Everyone's like, oh, there's only 32 jobs. I understand that. But let's say like you're Ben Johnson and people seem willing to wait for you so you can pick where you want to go. Is there a spot you really want to go or a spot you'd really not want to go?
I'll rank them, Kevin. Bears, I really want to go to right now.
I agree.
I think I'm the guy that can organize the and be attached to that quarterback for his career. And I like what the offense is built around. I got a little work I got to do on the offensive line. Defense was pretty good. I need to really actually dive in a little more on their free agents. But I that felt like their defense was pretty good. So I like the Bears' situation. Honestly, the next is the Patriots. Because
you think you again, have a franchise quarterback?
Got a franchise quarterback. I have an owner who I do believe is going to support the vision I have. Although last year was a really weird situation.
Weird question about the Patriots. Is there any part of you that thinks there are folks who believe there are two viable quarterbacks there? Because I know we didn't see him a lot, but there was a lot of buzz about Joe Milton.
Yeah.
And that people seem to like him quite a bit there.
He's got all these traits that you're like, okay, I could totally get in on what this guy is. I think Drake May is definitely the front runner on it. He's a playmaker. You saw a lot of that this year. And Milton, I would probably use him as trade.
He's got something.
Because I know I got him, and I got him for cheap, and I can use him for something. I would go the Saints after that because New Orleans has good food. And then the other two places are garbage places to like that are franchises at this moment. But the Saints, and they do have an ownership and a GM. That GM's been there for a long time. Loomis, the ownership, she is phenomenal. And I know Jane loves her too. So they're going to give me that opportunity. They had to recover from what Sean Payton left behind, and that was a very tragic contract situation.
I'm going to get back to that in a minute.
But then I would say Raiders 4 because it's in Vegas, and then, sorry, Mike, the Jaguars, they're a mess. Sorry.
I wonder this from potential coaches is how much do they want a quarterback in place?
Yeah.
And how much do they want to choose a quarterback that's not there? And help me out here, none of these teams have the ability right now to draft. Like, you'd have to hope somebody falls, like Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. I'm not saying these two guys are can't miss quarterbacks, but they seem to be the only two guys that are really first round graded quarterbacks. And obviously there's,
and plus think about it, with the Bears, they're not going to let you move off of Caleb Williams, right? I would assume. With the Patriots, you're not going to move off of Drake May. With the Jags, you really can't move off of Trevor Lawrence. So there's three right there that, like, you're
so in a way
stuck.
I would rank those though as my top three.
Okay.
And I don't know what order, because I'd have to be the coach saying, I believe this guy's the best guy. I believe either I can develop Caleb Williams or Drake May into the person that was drafted very high in the draft, or I believe I can fix Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. Now,
because if I take the Saints job, let me just throw this out. Let's say I take the Saints. I'm not getting a quarterback in this draft, most likely.
Yeah.
Or I take like
pick nine.
Yeah. Or I take like Quinn Ewers or Milrow or somebody. Yeah. That's very iffy, right? Yes. Either one of those guys. What if I find myself 2.5 years into the job without a quarterback?
Now, Corey, how much cap space do you think the Saints have?
Saints, well, last year I felt like it was very little, but I feel like they're probably now in the $20 million range.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
You are, but that's okay.
Are they negative?
They are on the negative.
They're paying the luxury tax?
I just pulled up the list to cheat. Oh my God.
Okay, well, you want to tell them?
Negative $66 million.
And was it worse this was it worse this year?
It was negative $80 million going into the off season.
So I said 20. I said positive 20. So I was the difference.
You got better by $14 million, but that's why I put them at the bottom. Because like let's say the Bears were minus $66 million. Again, that's not good.
It sounds like you're taking the job to then hand it off to like the guy who's going to have things set up.
Pretty much. But if at least if you had your Caleb or your Drake May or whoever, you'd be like, okay, but I got my quarterback.
Yeah.
Or at least I think I do, so I can deal with some of the rest. Who's the Saints quarterback for the future?
I didn't know you were going there when I was finishing
Spencer
up.
Spencer Rattler?
Like, yeah, you're screwed. You're going to get 2 years into the job, and they're like, he ain't the guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, how was I supposed to be the guy? Like, nothing here. I didn't know it was going to turn around so quick, but Chris Woodward was hired as the Rangers manager, and we could kind of see in almost every situation, Bo Porter was hired in Houston to develop the team to be something, and then the next guy was going to go, all right, you make it a winner now. We think we have some things in place. Chris Woodward was supposed to be the guy. It's like, okay, try to go through this crap with us, but most likely we're going to need a new person once we feel like we can possibly win.
Yeah, that's the only reason New Orleans is at the bottom.
The Saints is like, you take it knowing that you're getting fired 3 years into it.
And I think you'd make an argument of the opposite. You said Chicago. I think you're spot on about that because I know that the Bears historically have not had anywhere near even good quarterback play, but they've got this. They've got space.
You said Saints worst. Wouldn't you want the Patriots job with Drake May and $126 million in cap space?
And the thing about that is, too, and I could be totally off about this. There's just been too much chatter from people who like Joe Milton for me to totally rule him out in New England. Like, I get it. You're going to give all deference to Drake May.
Right.
But whether, to Corey's point, it's a trade piece or it's a whatever else, there's high buzz around the league about Joe Milton. So if you have another trade piece to go along with what you said, all of the cap money in the world, I could see that. I still have belief in Caleb, so I think I would put the Patriots second, but that's a very fair question. All right, let's move on.
I'm just going to tell you, it's a do or die hire for Trevor Lawrence's career.
I could see that.
If this person is hired and they can figure it out, he saves his career.
Yeah.
If not, if they hire another Doug Peterson, then 2-3 years from now, Trevor Lawrence's career goes down as just...
Exactly.
I mean, I hate saying it. Horrible. Yeah. Just horrible from the expectations.
Now, the NFL did announce their contingency plan because of the wildfires that they would move the Vikings-Rams wildcard game to Arizona if necessary. So the rest of it would stay the same. It would be Monday night, but it would be at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Now, obviously, there are bigger things happening out there, but just in case people were curious, this is a sports show. That's going to be the next move that they make. Do you guys watch the NFL pregame shows? Now, I know if it's Cowboys, you're locked right in here on the Fan.
Yeah.
But for the TV ones, do you watch these? I'm always curious.
Maybe the last 10 minutes of it.
Usually it's just the Fox one because I've been grown with that, but it's very occasional.
You're not alone in that.
So you know what, though?
Yeah.
In the NBC Sunday night one, I do because I can it's see easy that. To go from whatever the last game was and be like, I'll just turn it on here and just leave it on until I get dinner done.
So the NBA, or excuse me, the NBC one gets judged by different metrics. It always has a huge rating because it's technically in prime time. But 4.4 million viewers watch the Fox NFL Sunday. That is the 31st straight year that Fox has had the number one NFL pregame show.
Really?
31st
Which is,
year.
I guess, is why they added 17 people to it. You
sure.
Know, like I know that Gronk is, I could do without him. His personality does really nothing for me. He looks like he's learning to read on the fly a lot of times.
I could see that.
But I do, I have a lot of respect for Jimmy Johnson. I have a lot of respect for Howie Long. I have a lot of, you know, like those dudes gained my respect back then. Terry Bradshaw always hated just because of the Steelers situation, but he's actually pretty entertaining with some of the stuff that he does. And then we had Kurt Menefee tell us the no sock story at the Super Bowl. How can you not love that guy?
Okay. Speaking of people you can't help but love, Ricky Pearsall. And I know this is what you're supposed to do. Like, not to push my faith on people, but this is what my faith teaches people to do. You forgive. Did you see Ricky Pearsall said he wants to meet the teenager who shot him? And so said, I have to be able to forgive him. I agree with that. I just don't think I would be there yet. And Pearsall said, at some point, I do want to talk to the kid. If I can create an impact on him in any way, I think that'd be really big. I'd definitely be open to doing that for sure.
Has that person been sentenced yet? Or is he just in jail waiting for a trial?
That's a good question. I am not I don't not think he's been sentenced yet.
You find this interesting?
I do.
Okay. I know you dipped out on the show Shrinking.
I did.
They address this in the second season.
Okay.
And it is difficult. I put my, like, trying to watch it and put myself through it. I don't think I could. If somebody killed my wife.
I saw the first episode and I think that person showed up.
If somebody killed my wife, I don't know how I could ever find a way to forgive them.
But you're supposed to.
And then through the season, I see how it happens.
Yeah.
And there's all the stages of it. So I understand, and maybe this is a really good opportunity, because, Kevin, we talk a lot about mental health. This is a good opportunity to let that part of it go and to kind of even almost serve himself a little bit by maybe even helping and guiding that person along. It's tough, but isn't that – I don't do this a lot. Isn't that kind of what God teaches
us? Yes. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I've been taught. It's just so hard in practice. That's why I love Ricky Pearsall. Here's another thing that he said, and I know we got a boogie. Sometimes you just don't got answers for that. I don't know where he came from, what environment he grew up in. I don't know how he grew up, so I can't judge a man based off of that one action. He goes, I would love to be able to forgive him, and I have to be able to forgive him to have that weight off my chest, if you know what I mean. And then he insinuated that, like, hopefully that would give this individual that same weight off their chest or whatever. It's a great thing to say. And I'm so impressed by him as a human being for being in that position to be able to do that.
That's an adult right there, man.
Yeah, oh my God. For sure.
Great stuff, Kevin.
Thank you very much. Do you have another one? No.
Look at you, man. So proud of you today. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, regardless of what the Cowboys say, which players cannot get any better this coming year? Next on The Fan.